I want to talk about President Biden being expected to sign an executive order on immigration. Biden is trying to clean up the mess that he actually created at the border, and that mess started on day one of his presidency. The fact is that Biden has always had the executive order authority to take action against illegal immigration, the same way Trump did, or the same way that he undid the things that Trump did to limit people illegally entering our country. Now, instead, what President Biden has done, he pushed the border wide open over the past 3.5 years, responsible for allowing 9.5 million immigrants illegally entering our country. Iowans have asked me about immigration and border security at 3 in every 5 county meetings that I've held this year. So it, along with the cost of living, is the top 2 issues that people ask me about it. 2 weeks ago, I proposed a solution to change a loophole in our parole system. Now, we only think of the word parole in regard to the prison system, but there's a parole system for immigration. The loophole alone has enabled the Biden administration to admit over 1 million people to the nation. The way parole law is meant to work, it's a one-by-one consideration if person can legally be paroled into America. It's not something you do for thousands or 10,000s of people in one stroke of the pen. Now, I introduced this bill, which was to close the loophole, so it would have to be go back to original intent. But Senate Democrats blocked my common sense legislation. And then the very next day, you saw it 2 weeks ago, they called a show vote on an immigration bill that had no teeth and had already been voted down once earlier this year. The second time around, the bill failed by even bigger margin because some Democrats woke up to the fact that the bill didn't do what they were led to believe that it would do. So now don't be fooled. President Biden's politically timed executive order is too little, too late. With the election around the corner, Biden is clearly acting with the polls in mind.